This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Tomorrow's the big day. Men's Room Red Festival. Gotta be there at the Enumclaw Expo Center. Red Festival is awesome because it celebrates everything the men's room's all about, which actually is beer, sausage, and other dumb stuff. That's, you know.
And great music.
Oh, of course. I mean, the tribute bands.
Yes. Wicked Garden, great Stone Temple Pilots tribute band. They're going to be there. Outshine doing the music of Soundgarden. You got Nevermind doing the music of Nirvana. Pearl Jam, you want to hear that? Well, they got the music of Washed in Black.
Yeah.
Almost Human doing the music of Kiss. It just keeps on going.
And then
the new originals will be there. KISW's own world's worst cover band.
Yeah, buddy. And don't forget, Outdoor Dragon!
Some people were wondering, hey, can I just walk up tomorrow and get tickets at the door? Absolutely.
All right, so if you get them now, get them at the door. It works. You want the info? Cool. You want to know why it's cool? Because Red Festival's benefiting. Yeah, for some of the proceeds going to the Seafair Foundation and the Fisher House. That's cool. All the info. Whether you want to walk up or you just want to get the tickets now, get the info. Tickets, KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's Friday!
Friday!
Hey, that Danny kid's jumping.
People might be thinking BJ's got that Friday feeling, but I think he's just on a sugar rush at this point in time.
Oh, don't forget the coffee.
Oh, yeah. So you've had coffee, you've had unicorn cupcakes, and you've had no-name cakes.
That may be a possibility.
Oh, no. It absolutely happened, and you can tell by the way you are singing through the entire Beat Mix song, you're singing through the Friday song, and you can't stop talking.
He's hyped up and ready to go.
He really, really
is. And it is Friday. It's, of course, a Blue Friday.
It's a Blue Friday. Yeah. It's a full moon. The harvest moon. It's Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
And also, for all those video gamers out there, it's Borderlands 3 Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Borderlands 3 drops. It's a big one.
It's the season because Gears 5 just dropped not too long ago.
It did, yeah. And I mean, yesterday was National Video Game Day, and today, I'll go get that video game and go play.
You know, I don't play video games much anymore. Is September the big month?
I don't know.
Because I remember Penny Arcade Expo, of course, was always in Labor Day, which made sense because I feel like a lot of, like, you know, we're getting towards the holiday season.
I think it starts to ramp up because of the holiday season. Usually November is super huge because they want to get that Black Friday stuff going on. But there's a lot of them that drop between right now and December.
So Borderlands, you're excited.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting it for the PS4, and I'll be playing that this weekend.
Nice.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Andrew in Mill Creek. Andrew, are you there?
I'm here.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Grab tickets to check out Alice in Chains over at the WAMU Theater on September 20th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets, they're available now at LiveNation.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Andrew will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Andrew, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
Cyber Monday is a marketing term for the Monday, typically after what holiday?
Black Friday.
No.
Thanksgiving.
Yes. The first Apple app game ever sold was based on which card game?
Solitaire?
No.
Freestyle.
No.
Pass.
What day of the week does Halloween fall on this year?
Thursday.
Yes. Typically, what fruit emoji do people tend to use to convey a butt?
A peach.
Yes. What does the letter F stand for in JFK's name?
Franklin.
No.
Fitzgerald.
Yes. Nice. I Get Around was the first number one hit for which California band?
Beach Boys.
Yes. Which Vegas hotel is known for its dancing fountains?
The Bellagio.
Yes. Hexapod is a Greek term for a creature with how many legs?
Six.
Yes. What year of the early 2010s did astronaut Neil Armstrong pass?
2011?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, but you're too late. Only 7 correct.
That's still not a bad thing. We'll see.
Yeah, it's not bad. Maybe Steve will be distracted. Maybe he'll be on the same sugar rush that you're
on. He'll get the I'll Get Around. He will get that.
Oh, I would imagine that he would get that one.
Knows,
but
I know he knows that one.
Yeah, maybe he'll be distracted by the song. He'll be thinking about it and won't be able to answer any other
questions.
I'm
very surprised that, you know, that was the one.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have, if you just asked me what was the song that did that, you know, got to that position, I would have not guessed that one.
Wow.
As the first one.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. So, Steve, yeah.
All Steve, right. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah!
Cyber Monday is a marketing term for the Monday typically after what holiday?
Ooh, Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Bam. Bam.
The first Apple app game ever sold was based on which card game?
Solitaire.
No.
Poker.
Yes. Which day of the week does Halloween fall on this year?
You gotta be kidding me.
No.
Can I go call Lifeline, a.k.a.
No,
Danny?
No.
I'm gonna go Friday.
No.
Thursday.
Yes.
Good call.
Typically, what fruit emoji do people tend to use to convey a butt? No.
Oh, peach.
Yes. What does the letter F stand for in JFK's name?
Franklin.
No.
Francis.
No.
Farfanugan.
No.
No.
I Get Around was... No. I Get Around was the first
time.
No. I Get
Peach
Around...
Voice.
Yes. Wow. Which Vegas hotel is known for its dancing fountains?
Bellagio.
Yes. Hexapod is a Greek term for a creature with how many legs?
10.
No.
6.
Yes.
Good job.
What year of the early 2010s did astronaut Neil Armstrong pass?
2011.
No.
2012.
Yes. Fall Out Boy had the 2005 hit song, Sugar, We're Going What?
Down.
Yes!
Yes!
Steve's not too happy he knew that.
No.
But it gets you the win. You win 9-7.
Sorry, Andrew.
No worries. Good, good game.
Take care, my man. Have a good weekend.
Take it easy,
buddy. Good sport
close,
there.
Man.
It was.
Yeah.
I figured maybe the whole I Get Around thing would get you into singing it, but you didn't let me finish the damn question.
No, was Steve was on a roll.
I was fixated on the F.
I know you were. You couldn't get to it.
You wouldn't get that because it's a family name, not his own, like a guy middle name.
Yeah.
Fitzgerald.
Freeball.
Yeah. Not Freeball.
Freeballing, Freeball. John Freeballing Kennedy.
It was Fitzgerald, duh. How come now when you say it, I know it?
That's
because
a good question.
He just said it.
I'd have to get in your head and figure out why.
I don't
want to go there.
Don't go there. No, that's not a
good
place.
Of course I knew that.
Of course you knew that. You just didn't know it. Congratulations, Steve. You won with 9 correct.
Caller number 9. That means you're checking out Alice in Chains at the WAMU Theater. Caller number 9, 206-421-ROCK. Congratulations, caller number 9. Well, the 15th is on a Sunday, which means that's when it's payday for a lot of people. Really depends on your company. Sometimes they'll pay you on the 15th and the 30th of most months. We're just every other week.
Yep.
Every other Friday is how we go. But the question they're asking
every other Friday is the best Friday.
If you had the option, would you rather get paid daily or do you like getting your paychecks the way you get them in a big lump sum?
I like the lump sum. Makes me feel like a baller.
That and I would not trust myself with getting paid every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like you're not a professional if you get paid every day. You know what I mean? I used to get paid every day, like doing things like you get paid for what you do when you're a kid. Like, here's money for mowing the lawn.
Or I remember when I first moved out here doing crazy odd jobs, like doing like a labor at a job. And it was like, you got paid at the end. Now, I don't think they do that anymore. I think now sometimes you have to wait a whole day. But there used to be at the end of the day, you got a check or cash or something like that.
I will say when I was younger, that was my shock to the system. Because if you started like maybe like the first or second of a month and they go, yeah, all right, you're welcome. And you're sitting there and you work a full week and they go, all right, you're going to get paid on the 15th. You're like, what? I don't get paid at the end of this week?
Right. What the hell's going on here?
Yeah. And so that's always the first shock when you have a first big job and they do that biweekly payment thing.
Yeah, it's that first pay period that really sucks.
You're like, what?
You're like, what? I'm doing all this work and I haven't seen a dime for it yet.
But yeah.
Yeah, I'm with Danny. I think I would be way too careless with my money if I all of a sudden was like handed money at the end of every day, which is silly because it's no different than getting money in 2 weeks and then being careless as well.
Well, and it's the whole, look, we're weird when it comes to being responsible with our money. And at least you two are smart enough to know how to put the brakes on yourselves. Look, you know, I'm not going to fault you for not being able to do certain things. The smart thing is, how do you keep yourself from blowing your money? And however you got to do it. Because as it turns out, only a third of us, according to the American Payroll Association, they talked to 40,000 people. And a third of us said, yeah, we want the smaller payments instead of two paychecks a month. But I'm kind of with you two. I don't know what I would do if I had money every day.
It's just, I think you just got so used to it that that kind of a change would just be weird at first. But one person says, I'm a barber. I take home all my cash at the end of the day, and it's awesome. Another person says, I get paid every Thursday. I love it. Another texter, we get paid every Friday.
See, I thought it was something like old days where you get paid weekly. Because I used to get paid weekly, but, it seems to have changed. I can't remember the last time I had a job where I got paid weekly. It's a long time. So they still do it. And flexible pay schedules are already being offered as a benefit at some companies so that I guess people care enough about it that they go, look, I want to have a flexible pay schedule. I wouldn't know this is something a company would have to do. You just go, hey, walk in, when are you going to pay me? We're going to pay you here. All right. I would never think to go, no, company, I wanted you to be flexible with my pay schedule. Wow. So there are companies that will do
it. It's like a gambling issue. Like you get paid at the end of the day, you're just going straight off to the gamble, to the casinos.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Or a strip club session. You know, next thing you know, you're going to visit Crystal again.
Yeah. And if they ever put a gambling, you know, establishment inside of a strip club, forget it. You'll have no money ever.
Someone says in Japan, when I worked in Japan, I was paid once a month in cash. Oh, that'd be awesome.
That doesn't sound
right. It'd be awesome, but not awesome.
That does not sound legal.
I'm sure it was.
I mean, when anybody pays you in cash and it's like, it's a big amount, you know, you got to be like, really? Are we doing a little cleaning? Are we doing a little laundering over here in this fine business? There's a website. It's called business.org. They are looking for a Starbucks addict. Danny, is that you?
Nah, I think that's more you these days, but you know.
You and your little balls. Yeah. Like,
what,
balls.
Excuse me?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, the 80 balls.
First of all, I think they're average, Steve. Thank you. I haven't had them measured, but as far as I know, I feel like they're, you know.
I've seen those egg balls. They're kind of small.
Okay. I am addicted to the egg white bites because they make me feel like I'm eating something I'm not supposed to, but they're still pretty good for me.
I would feel like on the weekends I'm a Starbucks addict.
Sure.
That's like the spot we go to. I love getting that slow roasted ham and Swiss for breakfast.
Oh, so good.
And a latte. But new, there's a Dutch Brothers about to open up right by our place.
Uh-oh, take it easy.
And I haven't been there ever, and I'm excited to try them.
Yeah. Dutch Bros.
See, I feel like an addict would be every day before work. You have to stop in and get your latte. I don't do that. I'm probably a once-a-week guy.
I'm afraid for
Starbucks. That's a lot of money, man. If you're going to Starbucks every day.
I know. My old boss used to literally go every single day.
I am so, look.
The coffee here is fine. I don't need to go.
What, the coffee in our building?
That's fine.
The machine?
It's fine.
Oh, my God. Our machine coffee's horrible.
I'm not saying it's great, but it's
not
free.
It's not passable.
Free is better than $5 for a cup of coffee every day.
I swallow it, and I feel like I'm being abused.
Are we still talking about coffee?
That's what I'm saying. Okay. I really feel like I'm being abused.
Okay, you guys are going a little extreme. It's not that bad.
Yeah,
it's
I have a
bad.
Theory that like whenever, you know, it's whatever bad. We've had for a while, especially if it's free because it's not something special anymore, it turns into bad because when we got this new coffee, everyone was raving it, how delicious it was, especially compared to the old stuff.
Really?
It's like, oh my God, this is so much better. We need these machines because the old coffee sucks. This is so great. Now everyone complains about it.
No, the problem is we don't clean our machines.
I think that's it, Vicky. I think over time, the machines have kind of just...
See, it's kind of like a grill. You know, you don't clean it like Al Bundy back in the Married with Children days. You never cleaned out the ashes, and that's what made the meat good.
I actually...
Until someone's dead body. Yeah. Spoiler alert, that was a good episode.
Wow. I had a teacher in high school. She legit had a coffee addiction. Like, she went through withdrawals when she had to get surgery and get off coffee. But she would never wash her cup. Saying that, like, they had all the rings inside. She's like, nope, it preserves the flavor.
Ew. Okay, that's weird.
Yeah.
That
she
person
never,
needs
she would never add cream or sugar, but she would have a pot. I had her my second period.
Wow, so she was just, like, full-blown, delivery.
She had, like, basically a pot every period of the day.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Yeah, she was brewing all day.
See, I'll tell you what Starbucks has done, and Steve, I hope you're not disappointed, because there are other coffee joints around. Now, whether or not the quality of the coffee of these other joints is better than Starbucks, I don't know. But here's what Starbucks has that I've been to other places, including there was one that opened up around our building. Mm-hmm. I was really excited to go in and check it out. I checked it out, and I was like, Starbucks has ruined me. These guys have no selection, outside of the coffee. Like, and even their coffee's not a great selection compared to what Starbucks has. And then, of course, the food selection Starbucks has is ridiculous. Nobody can beat that. I've been to so many places, and they just can't beat what Starbucks offers. And I don't like their coffee that much better than Starbucks to stop. But would I be willing to stop going there for a month only go local?
Easy.
And you'd have to document this all on social media because the company wants to do this.
Wait, does the slow roasted ham and Swiss sandwich count, or is it just the coffee? No, I don't know if I could give up the slow roasted ham.
No, you can't go to Starbucks at all.
Then I'm out.
Yeah. See, I knew you'd be out.
That damn breakfast sandwich. I have it for dinner sometimes when I go to wrestling training. I don't
really?
Even care.
Yes. All right, hold on. I think I'm going to get you.
Okay.
I think we're going to do this, okay? You can't go for a month. You said you were out. But what if we paid you $1,000 for not going there for a month?
All right, I can make the adjustment.
That's what I thought. He's back.
Now, he's back. Say where we have to go? Or can we go to like one of those
local places?
Is that like, you know, like it could be like, you know, one of those bikini spots?
I feel like
they're
that's local, and that's a place.
Like one texter says, the only coffee place I stop at every morning would be to go see Carly Joe over at Bikini Beans Espresso.
Nice.
Shout out to Carly Joe. Sometimes I'll see like she posts videos on her Twitter, and it's like Carly you hear The Rock Joe. Playing in the background.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Carly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I wish we, why don't we have some of those downtown? Why can't Seattle get this done? Come on, Jenny Durkin, get us a couple of
these. There is one. There's one in Soto.
Is there really?
Yeah. Make the trip.
Oh, I want one right near our building.
Oh, okay.
I want to walk up.
Why don't we just replace the Starbucks downstairs with a bikini?
We have like 10 Starbucks, really. I mean, honestly, we can fall and trip into a Starbucks in all the buildings around
us. We do have two in this building.
Yeah, come on. Let's figure that out.
Well, people are. I love how like you get such differing opinions from the texters. I mentioned Dutch Brothers, and now I'm excited to try it.
You're very excited.
One person, Steve, Dutch Brothers, game changer. Next person, it's super overrated. It's a joke.
Oh,
another person. Dutch Brothers is better than Starbucks. And then someone says, it's supposed to be happy-go-lucky music on bubbly girls serving you coffee. That's what Dutch Brothers is.
Whoa.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, when is someone going to open up the Hooters coffee place? Like, instead of...
What are you talking about?
Wings?
Go to one of these bikini
baristas.
Yeah,
we're just talking about it. No, but I mean one that is, like, is prolific as Starbucks. Like, there's one everywhere. You know, Starbucks are everywhere. These bikini baristas, unfortunately, they're spread out a little bit.
I thought, like, remember when they first started, there was that one, the Cowgirls Espresso, and they had, a reality show about them. I thought, oh, my gosh, this is going to become a massive...
Yeah, we thought it would blow up.
...nationwide chain. But not every state or city has picked up on this.
It's too bad.
Which is hilarious because I was listening to a wrestling podcast. I know it's shocking. this guy Matt Taven does one called Take a Bump. And he's in Ring of Honor. And he was sharing his experience coming to Seattle to wrestle over at Showway Center for Ring of Honor Wrestling. And the first thing he brought up was, dude, they've got these coffee stands where you pull up and there are girls in bikinis serving you coffee.
So, yeah.
He's a Boston guy. It blew his mind.
Oh, wow. They don't have anything like that in the Boston area?
I think it's really just mainly Seattle.
Oh,
some in,
man.
I read somewhere like there's some in Vegas and some in California, but really it's just a Seattle, a Washington.
See, now
thing.
There are places I know that it would be okay, like the Merrimack Valley, which is northwest of Boston. Come on. My old stomping grounds of Tewksbury and Lowell and Lawrence and all those areas. That would be the place to put these bikini baristas. Come on, people.
Oh, we got a text. Coffee is disgusting anyways. Why don't you guys just all grow up and do cocaine in the morning like a real adult?
I'm in love with the cocoa.
I love how you were upset at first.
I know, I was very upset at this guy, but then...
So cocaine week? Is that what we're doing?
Hey, no!
Oh, dear God,
never done
no.
it, never gonna.
No.
You don't want me on cocaine, Danny.
Dude, we don't want you on cupcakes.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll have them on it today.
I know!
Two of them.
I think I'm doing pretty good. I think I'm managing it pretty well. I'm not irritating too many people.
Yeah, that's what Scarface said, too, at one point.
Say hello to my little friend. All right, it is time for Listeners on the Loose. By the way, if you want to get this $1,000 to not go to Starbucks for a month, go to business.org, apply, and maybe you might be the lucky person to just be doing local coffee for it. Of course, you got to put it all on social media, so you got to do that.
All right.
Hey, Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, we're going to have your calls. We're going to have your texts at 917 on The Rock.
Hey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got something to say?
I have something to say.
They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. Hey, Steve!
Yeah?
Stop freaking!
Call Beacon.
Stop freaking. Call Beacon.
Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. And here's the situation. You call this number, 206-421-ROCK, or you can even text us at 77999. Then you get to state what's important to you, bring it to the people. But Steve does have a rule.
It's a simple rule, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Ken in Tacoma, you are on the Rock.
Morning, gentlemen and ladies.
All right, what's up, Ken? What you got for us today, buddy?
So, listening to the radio yesterday on a sports talk channel, it had the gas man, who nice. I think is Rev, but also Walter Jones, and they brought up Migsy, our friend Migsy. They're talking about, did you do some modeling for Walter Jones for his website, for his merch?
I don't know if I had or hadn't, to be honest with you. I'd taken pictures wearing his merch, so maybe they put it up on his website.
I guess that must be what it is, but okay. They started talking about you, about being a former producer, and that you should get off the roids. You're just way too yoked.
Ah, they clearly are lying.
Yeah. Well, just for the fact that Walter Jones would say you're in good shape from a guy that actually had to be in good shape to be as great as he was.
What I love about Walt, off the air, whenever we see him, he's so interested in what I'm doing in the world of wrestling. Like, he wants to come out and check out one of the wrestling
ones. That's fun.
The timing hasn't made it, but he's a big wrestling fan. He's like, when are you wrestling? And I always tell him, he's like, oh, crap, I'm not in town for that. But one of these nights, he's going to come, and I want him to come out and be on my side, like my corner guy.
Yeah, Walter's a great dude.
For added, you know, for added intimidation, if all of a sudden I walk out and there's Walter Jones, I need him for this Sunday.
Best to ever do it, too. I mean, you guys, it's not like you're just bringing anybody. You're bringing a Hall of Famer, Ring of Honor, best to ever do it guy.
That's the guy I need on Sunday when I take on All Ego Ethan Page at Without a Cause Wrestling.
Oh, yeah, it's a big one for you. It's the biggest match you've been in.
Dude,
Feature match.
Main event this Sunday over at the VFW Hall in Everett. It's going to be a blast. It's always a good time if anyone's ever been to one of the Without a Cause shows. It's kid-friendly. Bring your kids. Dude, that's my favorite part, to be honest, is the connection you make with some of the kids there.
Yeah.
And just seeing how they are just as excited about wrestling as I was as an adult and also a kid.
right.
But I'm getting to wrestle a guy who's been seen on TV. He's one of the more popular independent wrestlers out there that's not in the WWE, but he's part of Impact Wrestling. He's their tag champ, Ethan Page, and I'm beyond excited. This is a huge opportunity for me.
And when's that happening again?
This Sunday, 4 p.m. over at Without a Cause Wrestling, and just look up Without a Cause on Facebook or WACProWrestling.com.
And since he brought the guy up, also Gas Man, lots of love to Gas Man, good friend of our show.
Great guy.
So we love Gas. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Brad in Bellevue, you are on the Rock.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Not too bad, Brad. Welcome to the show. What you got for us, buddy?
Well, I wanted to say that next week here, Steve is going to get some shirts from me and my band. They're black. They got white print on them. And extra special deal, Steve, anytime that you wear one of these out, if the Jerk Beast does see you and the Jerk Beast is still lurking in the shadows, he will not beat your ass into a pink mess.
I appreciate that. I miss the Jerk Beast.
Dude, this is, I mean, how long ago is this reference? I mean, the Jerk Beast, I mean, if it's the movie you were in, right?
Yeah, actually, when we were cleaning out my room to get the baby room set up and we threw away so much stuff, all my DVDs, all my CDs, the only thing I kept that was a DVD was the Jerk Beast movie.
Dude, is that like 20 years ago now?
No, but close. It's probably about 17 years ago.
That's crazy.
The movie was on Netflix for a minute, but it's no longer there. So people always hit me up. They're like, how can I watch the Jerk Beast movie? And I'm like, I don't know if you can. Like, you could buy it online for like a ridiculous amount of money, but hopefully they
really If you go to jerkbeast.com, all that's on that website is it just says, this is a really terrible movie, but you can buy it if you want to. And then there's a button to click to buy it.
That's fantastic.
Awesome. Jerk Beast rules. What's the name of your band?
Carno Torres. We're going to be the Loudon local band next week.
Nice.
Yeah, these guys are supposed to be the Loudon local band today, but, you know, because all of our computers have been all wonky, yeah. So we couldn't load the audio and edit it. And it's been a long story short, it's a giant cluster F here.
Yeah.
But I'm sure Kevin will make you the band of the week next week. So that's awesome, man. I'm sorry that you weren't this week.
Yeah, Brad, thanks for calling, man. And
I'll wear your shirts with pride.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's got the right color scheme for you.
Damn straight.
Black t-shirt, white lettering, it's in.
And it saves me from the jerk beast.
And it saves you from the jerk beast. It is a movie to be seen once and probably only once, but it's hysterical.
It's hilarious. Yeah. It's so messed up. The whole movie is so offensive, and it's so great.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show.
I forgot to give a shout-out to our friends Red and Red the Chicken Man.
Oh, yeah, Red. What's up, buddy?
And Erica, our rock girl.
Oh, yeah.
They texted and asking me to dedicate my Beat Migs victory to former rock girl Erica. We're in Florida right now. She just had surgery, so hopefully a speedy recovery. We're listening on the app.
Oh,
so.
Lots of love to you, Erica. Please tell her that we know we love her and hope she gets well quick.
Yeah, I know she's been, this is a massive surgery for her, and I'm happy for her, and I hope that things are turning out great. So much love to you guys. You guys are awesome.
There you go. The big hearts flowing your way. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic. Hello. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone says, BJ, next time you go to Zulu's, and that's the place where you play board games,
I was just there yesterday.
Oh, you got to get your coffee from Beehive Espresso a few blocks away.
Oh, really?
And you know what Beehive is.
Okay.
It's one of those kinds.
Oh, it is? So it's not far from Zulu's? How do I not know this? I've been going to Zulu's forever. You know
just
what?
A hop, skip, and a hump
okay.
away.
Okay, Matt, Ethan, Caleb, jump. I expect you three to inform me of the great sights in the great land of Bothell. How do you not tell me this? All right, that's a stop. Have to check that out. And I do love Zulu's, man. Boy, they've done a lot of expansion. And the place is packed, and it's so great to see families and kids and everybody hanging out at a board game cafe kind of joint. And Zulu's has made it happen. And this is a guy... The place was burning. Like, all of Main Street in Bothell had a huge fire.
Oh, yeah.
The firefighters told this dude, Matt, they were, like, basically saying, dude, get out. We'll get there when we can. And Matt was like, you guys are not going to save my building if I got to wait for you. So Matt went in, basically, and bucketed himself. He was like, I'm just going to put this fire out myself. I can't wait for you guys. He just would not say no and kept this place from going to ashes, and it's turned into a wonderful business for him. And I got a lot of love for the folks at Zulu's because they've been through a lot of adversity, and it's a good joint in Bothell. Check it out if you're up anywhere near there. All right. What we got?
All right. Speaking of bikini baristas, someone just texted in saying that their girlfriend's a bikini barista. And I see her on my way to work in the mornings. I give her a kiss, slap her on the butt, and then I'm on my way. It's a great way to start.
You know, if
humble
you're
brag.
In, here's the problem. If I'm in line and I see this guy do that, and I'm going,
oh no!
I'm like, does everybody get to do this? Or I'll leave a nice tip. I'll give her $20, and I get to do the slap and kiss, right?
Yeah, you gotta have the boyfriend special.
I didn't know, but I wouldn't know he's the boyfriend. I don't know. You kind of got to be. You don't want to act making me thinking that's what I get to do.
So he needs, instead of one of those baby on board little things that you have on the suction cup on your window in the car, it just says. She's my girlfriend.
Yes.
I can slap her ass.
Yes.
I don't think they make those yet.
I mean, because look, honestly, there are people that will let you pay them to do those things. So, I mean, is that considered prostitution if I slap somebody's ass and I give them $20?
I don't know. What are you asking me? I'm not the prostitution lawmaker.
Who should I ask? I'll ask Rev.
Yeah, give him $20, slap him on the ass and see what happens.
Rev, if I slap you on the ass for $20, is that prostitution?
No, but, I mean, $20 is $20.
Okay. Okay.
So I could use it. I got to buy a video game today.
It's all consensual, and he needs a video game. Mm-hmm. Why do we got to have the police involved in all this? It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Shane in Tacoma, you are on the Rock.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Shane. Welcome to the show. What you got for us?
I was just wondering if Steve saw the story about Shane Theodore. He came out the other day about having testicle cancer.
Yeah, I saw.
Oh, man.
Was it like in like the players? What's that website where all the players write stuff? Like
the hockey feed?
Yeah, I can't remember.
I'm a Ducks fan, so I saw it on the Ducks feed.
Oh, really?
Because he was a Duck for a while.
Yeah,
oh, there you go.
Great Duck.
Yeah.
And now he's on Vegas, I believe, still. It'd be kind of cool if
he's with the Knights.
Yeah, he's in Vegas, yeah.
Shane, have you been down to John Wayne Airport
Players
lately?
Players Tribune, that's where he wrote it for. It's
no,
a website.
I haven't been down there for a couple of years.
Dude, if you get to fly in there, because they're tributing, the whole airport is all a tribute to the Ducks. I think this is their, 20th or 25th anniversary or something like that?
Yeah.
And so the whole airport is just all Duck, which is kind of, it's kind of cool to see the history and all the different uniforms, and they got them all on the things all the way John Wayne. So if you ever get to get down there, it's kind of fun, since you love the team.
And he battled all this. He found out the news like right around like the playoffs, I believe.
Oh, damn.
And it was just a really...
Yeah.
Just a crazy story. I mean, yeah, the article, I haven't finished it, but I was... Because sometimes these articles are super long, and this one obviously is a real heartfelt story that he shared, and he calls it To My Golden Knights Family, and it talks about his battle with testicular cancer.
And he's a former T-Bird, right?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was a great T-Bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, real awesome defenseman.
God, that sucks, dude. I mean, you know, hopefully, but, you know, lots of prayers and love to the dude. You know, hopefully he gets through it.
And he's very heartfelt about it, like how he's just scared and a bundle of nerves and all this stuff.
There's a lot. When you've got cancer in that area of your body, even if you survive it, the ramifications can be really life-altering and life-changing. And for a dude where, you know, I mean, we don't process our emotions and have an avenue sometimes the way, you know, women get to have those avenues. And so, man, I'm glad he's saying something about it. The more we talk about our challenges as men and let other men know that, oh, okay, these things are happening, it's so good for us.
And one of the most important parts of the story is that had he not taken this test and found out about it and just maybe continued living life for the next few years and then would have found out and it would have been too late.
Damn.
You know, when you think about those kind of things, how different, like he even said, how I don't even want to think about how differently my life could have turned out. Whether or not you believe everything happens for a reason, what happened to me really feels like a miracle. Currently, I made a full recovery, and of course, I'll be following closely for any signs of recurrent disease by my surgeon.
Look, I would say this. You got to get a physical every year. I mean, my doctor is basically doing the old boy check for years. They say at 40, at least, you should start really, you know, getting the boy check and the prostate check, and then at 50, doing the colonoscopy, because that's another thing that if you can check it, you will catch like stuff before it becomes really bad in your intestines and stuff. And as men, we got to do that. So I would say earlier, but look, if you're the guy that goes over there, but once you hit 40, think about getting the boys checked and getting the prostate checked. And then at 50, get that colonoscopy. I mean, really, they caught something in me with the colonoscopy. So I am so happy I did it because they were like, you know what? Good thing you did it. We take care of it. You should be fine. And actually, I may be on the 10-year plan because next year I get another one. And if I'm cool, I don't got to go back for 10 years.
Was it a Captain Kirk action figure?
That's what they found in there. I had no idea that I Richard Geared the captain, but I did.
He even says after your next checkup, you should ask your doctor if they notice anything. There's no reason whatsoever to be embarrassed. Just do it. Early detection is so important. And then he's like, I couldn't even imagine what would happen. He says, you know, even that young hockey players, we don't always like to be vulnerable, even with stuff like serious as cancer. So we try and put on a brave face. And it's a really good article and written by him. It's super heartfelt. And hopefully it causes some people to get checked out that would have never thought about it, because here's a dude that they're maybe a fan of. And they're like, well, crap, look what happened with him. Had he not been checked out, he could have died.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of us dudes have to be better about really going to the doctor. We know that you know who you are, and you're letting a lot of people down if you go too late. I know it's scary. I understand it. A lot of the head in the sand action, but if you got people you love in your life, forget about yourself. What about them? How would they be if you're not around? So go to the doctor, because you could have been around if you went at the right time. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls and texts at 933. 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999.
Earlier this morning, we were just talking about the topic what the hell was the topic again?
You got
the superstitions.
Yes.
Yes.
Friday the 13th, full moon. First time we won't have another one like this in 30 years.
So he says, my coworker would used to watch the Denver Bronco football games outside of his house through the window, all because of superstition.
Oh, wow.
That seems a bit much.
That's extreme.
And it gets cold.
Yeah, it does.
So you got to bundle up.
Yeah, that's pretty extreme.
Someone says, I burned my Sean Alexander jersey after we lost. Next thing you know, we get Pete Carroll and get a Super Bowl win. When we lost against the Patriots, I didn't sacrifice a jersey, and here we are. I'm sorry.
Maybe it's time. Jersey, yeah.
How about this time? I mean,
I'm done with Sean Alexander.
Yeah. Who can we burn? I mean,
Who can we burn? Whose jersey can we burn?
Be a little more specific.
Jimmy Graham, maybe? Jimmy Graham's jersey, maybe? I mean, because that was another.
Yeah, a lot of people view him as kind of represents.
Yeah,
them going off their plan.
That's right. I'm all for that. Nothing against Jimmy Graham. I just burn his jersey. You know what? Burn it before next week's game. Because he's coming back to town with the Saints.
Yeah, I just don't have a Jimmy Graham jersey.
Well, You know what, Steve?
I let
every
you down.
Every time
I know
we have a chance to go to the Super Bowl, you let us down.
I bet I could find one at like a thrift store.
You probably can.
I believe in you.
So listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So it says, I'm behind a guy on the freeway driving too damn slow, of course. As I pull past him, he's got his phone hooked up on the windshield watching wrestling on his way to work. Ha ha. It's not me. I don't watch wrestling while driving.
What idiot thinks he can do this? I mean, I'm sorry.
I'm sure there's a lot of idiots.
What idiots think you can watch anything while driving a vehicle? You can't watch anything.
I remember they had stereos with DVD player screens installed that it would come out of the dashboard.
Dude.
And I knew a guy who would watch music videos while it was going on. And I'm like, this is the most ridiculous thing ever.
They have done studies saying it is like being as impaired as a drunk driver when you are trying to watch something while you're driving. You are basically a drunk driver. I mean, you got to stop that.
And, distracted, yeah.
You know, honestly, at that point, cops pull them over, take a license because you're a friggin' moron. And I have no time for you. Really.
I got no time for you, buddy.
I don't. I really don't. See, this is the old father justice that I wish you could do. Because, you know, you take that dude and go, you know you're an idiot, right? And if you don't know you're an idiot, this is your first lesson of being an idiot because you don't get to do what regular people get to do because you're that stupid.
The only time I've ever had a show on my phone while I'm driving. I wasn't watching it, but like the Devils, when they play, I have the hockey, that app.
Oh, you're listening.
Game Center.
Yeah.
And I know they have the radio broadcast too, but for some reason the quality is like kind of, there's something weird about the audio quality.
So you got to go get the TV version?
So I just put on the TV version. I don't put the phone anywhere where I can watch it, just so I can listen to the play-by-play.
Yeah, that's the key. If your phone is out of view, I got no problem with you.
Yeah.
But because even if you didn't want to watch it, if you got it up in your dashboard where you can see it and you can look at it, you will be distracted.
So I want to know, have we noticed how many people are really pissed off today? Full moon or just a regular day?
Well, you know what's funny? I didn't realize it, but I was a little snippy today, and then I had to stop myself and tell you guys. I said, guys, you know what? I got a hair across my butt. I don't know what it is, but it ain't you guys.
Mm-hmm. The colonoscopy could probably pull that out.
I said across.
Across the...
Sorry.
Yeah, nice. I got to go for a colonoscopy next year, though.
Ooh.
One texture says it's probably a stick, not a hair, anyway.
Hey!
Hey-o.
Yeah. It might be the full moon, because Vicky says she noticed it affects her. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm crabby. I fight not to be as crabby as I usually am, so the full moon must just really just, heighten the crab.
I feel like the sugar's helping, man. You seem like you're in good spirits.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're just dancing around.
Yeah. Super hyper. I'm going to see my wife this weekend, so that could be helpful.
There you go.
Making a visit to Slamtown? Are you going to be the mayor?
I don't know. Listen, I don't ever try to put any expectations on that because sometimes my wife is very happy to see me, and other times she's just okay to see me. I don't put any expectations because once I do, then there's trouble. That's how it is. That's how you do it in life, baby. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, then. That's all I want to know.
That's all you need to know. But Steve,
exactly.
Steve likes more details for some reason.
I know, right?
Sometimes I like to be able to paint a picture.
You don't want to paint a picture of my wife and I having a special moment? Who wants that picture?
No. Now it's in my brain.
Like, I don't want to visualize you guys actually doing it, but I want to have that idea of you show up to California and it's just like that moment, like in those romantic comedies.
Working through a field of flowers.
Slow motion.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot nicer than picturing boning.
Boing, 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 boing. Was that your special effect for me being ready for the party? God, you really. Honestly, what have I done? I mean, what have I done with my life?
I don't know.
You must have done something in a past life.
Well, at least you don't have to do a koala bear impression on the radio now, do you?
Okay, yes, I don't have to do that, but it's not my fault. That's your specialty. All right, it's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Texter says this full moon nonsense is garbage. I'm very unimpressed with you guys.
Nice. Bring back the unimpressed.
You know what? We haven't had an impressed guy for a long time.
No.
Yeah.
Glad that you're back.
Yeah.
We mentioned vacations earlier, because of dates. And some people, going on vacation with your significant other is like a big-ass date.
We talked about how even after you're married, you spend more on dates than you do when you are not married. And in your lifetime, you'll spend over $120,000 on dates.
One person says, my wife and I, we went on a 2.5-week trip in July to Belgium. And also Italy as well, where we had VIP tickets to stage 2 of the Tour de France.
Oh, whoa.
Needless to say, it was our most expensive date. We pretty much spent our entire paychecks, and we only get paid once a month. Best date ever from Justin in Tacoma.
Hey, man, if you can do it, what a great experience. Here's what couples counselors will tell you. If partners do things and have great experiences together and don't stop that mm-hmm. after you're married, and especially when the kids come, you need those moments to go out and remember what it was like to do things together before you had the kids and the responsibilities, and it's really important for every stage of your life.
Well, we were, you know, obviously when news broke and we figured out that we were having a child, we were just like, oh man, all of a sudden like this financial stress kind of hits you, even though like, you know what, we'll be able to figure it out, but you know, you get overwhelmed with like, oh my gosh, I gotta get her a car one day, I gotta get her a phone, college. Like she isn't even she's like 6 months fetus. Like, yeah. I don't need to worry about this stuff just yet. But you kind of start thinking like that because you don't want to, you know, screw over this child one day.
No.
But and on the flip side, we're just like, man, we still got to, like, we were talking about it, like, we got to make that trip to Hawaii. Like, we haven't been there in a while. That's like our special place to go. And so now it's like we're excited because we want to have a time so that it'll be around the time where the child could travel with us and take the child with us.
You know, you don't want to do that.
Why?
You want to have a good time?
Yeah.
Don't take your kid to Hawaii.
Why not?
Wait till they're old enough to at least shut the F up. Seriously, dude. You're going to find out. We couldn't even go to a restaurant. I had to keep my finger in Joey's mouth because he was teething.
Well, you're doing that right now, Joey. Yeah. It's very weird.
Well, see, you know how it is. He hasn't stopped teething. 31 years old. You know, you think, oh, it'll be fine. You can take him around. But I would say, God, I don't know. I mean, is it ever a good time to take your child anywhere where you used to go and have relaxation?
Nope. We were just excited up until this moment.
I take Prince Migs everywhere.
To Hawaii? A vacation.
We're trying to plan things for the holidays and everything.
We're not going to go, like, right after the kid's born. Like, dude, it's going to be several months afterwards. Like, sometime maybe, like, you know, in the spring or summer. Right.
I'm not going
to next year.
I'm not going to talk to you. First of all, don't listen to Vicky. She hasn't tried to do a vacation.
In 20 years.
Vicky, first of all, you don't have a steady partner.
No, you just said... It's like, try taking them to any of the places you used to go. I take them to the restaurants I go to. I take them to all the places, except for bars, obviously. But I take them everywhere. To all the stores. I bring them anywhere because he's, you know, he's chill.
Yeah, well, you try to go to Hawaii with a kid, and it's not the same as going to Hawaii by yourself.
We sit at the beach. We sit by a pool.
Okay.
The kid can't even stand at that point.
It's one of those things where you're not going to know until you know.
You're right. And then I'll come back and be like, BJ, you were right.
Yeah. You're going to ruin Hawaii for yourself. You'll hate Hawaii if you bring your kid.
Well, good. Then they'll save me money from the urge to go to Hawaii all the time.
In that case.
It's a win-win.
In that case, I'll have you bring my children, too. And that way, yeah, you'll hate it really much. Yeah.
Yes. Someone wanted to talk about the moon, man.
Okay, what's going on with the moon? What do they want to talk about?
Well, because, you know, we're asking, like, is that affecting people's mental state or acting differently?
Well, science says that the moon does have effect on people, like, from a scientific standpoint, so we're not really that crazy.
No, one person says the human body is 75% water. The full moon affects the tides. How would it not have an effect on people?
Oh, come on.
Well, I would need more than that.
That sounds about the dumbest thing I've heard today.
Well, I buy it.
I've heard that. I just don't know scientifically if that's what they say, but I've heard scientists, I can't remember exactly why, they say it does affect us.
How about this one, Revsky? I'm not superstitious or anything, but the full moon definitely can add to people's thoughts and emotions. It affects the planet by causing waves in the ocean and other natural phenomenons, so it shouldn't be too hard to accept that it could cause emotional changes in a person. Rock on, bitches.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
So, Steve, usually you don't like science. Are you on the side of science today?
Let me think about this.
Science!
Yeah, I'm in.
All right, today it's science.
Okay, fine.
You know what it is? It's whenever I bring up science, Steve is not on the side of science.
Oh, you brought it up. I'm with you.
Oh, thanks, science. Well, today is definitely a full moon day.
Somebody even speaking of you and me.
What are we doing?
They wanted to know if I finished watching Dead to Me, that show that you recommended that I forgot you recommended and then tried recommending it to you.
Yeah, I love when you try to recommend a show that I recommended to you. And you poo-pooed the show so badly that I love that now you love it.
I had to tell my wife that story, and she was just cracking up. She's like, no, wait a minute. He recommended this show for us, and you didn't remember and then recommended it to him?
Yeah, you did.
I'm like, yes, I did.
Yeah.
We just finished it yesterday.
And?
I have never been more anxious for another season of a show ever.
That season finale is insane. You did not expect that to happen.
Well, because season 9, episode 9, the way that episode ended, I'm like, oh, this is the cliffhanger to the next season, easily. And then all of a sudden on our Netflix, it goes, one more episode left.
And you're like, what?
And I'm like, how? And then holy
balskies. Yeah.
That episode was next level insane.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, we instantly went on the internet and said, like, you know, and did the Google search. And of course, it instantly fills when you write Dead to Me. It's like, Dead to Me, is there another season? Happy to see that they have another season planned, but no word on when it's going to happen.
Yeah, Kelly Bundy apparently was not affected very well by her upbringing from Al.
It must have been a full moon.
Yeah, but a full moon. But Christina Applegate stars in the show, and it's a really good show.
I have to say, I haven't enjoyed a show as much as that show since Breaking Bad.
Ooh.
That's how good it is.
Yeah, really?
You have only you would have recommended it to me sooner.
Yeah, I tried. I'm bad. I'm a bad friend.
You really are.
Yeah.
And it's so good, dude.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Because just when you think it's going to just be, I'm like, when I first put it on, I was like, oh, this is just going to be a chick show, two chicks hanging out. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like this could be whatever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.